You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning to you, Jim. We get moving on this Thursday morning.
I know. We get the Open Championship going on.
That we do, live sports.
We got the Porch Tour tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Bear, Luce, and Shaler.
That we do. There's lots to talk about. Let's talk about momentum, right? Is this something that people just talk about, or is this something that actually happens in sports? So there were a couple different people that reached out via text, via tweet, and stuff that you see just all over the internet talking about as the Pirates go into the break, 8-1, right? With an 8-1 record, they get that. It wasn't a directive from management. It wasn't necessarily throwing the gauntlet down, but it was Neil Huntington a week or so ago on his radio show saying, we got to do better. If we're going to do anything, we've got to win some games. And then they go out and they go 8-1. And then here's the rollover. People are saying, man, the All-Star break came at a terrible time. Man, you'd love to keep playing, wouldn't you? You do this sometimes, too, whenever the Steelers are playing, and they're playing well. Maybe they win three in a row, and here comes that dreaded open date, right? It's not a bye, because a bye is what, Jim?
A bye is you advance through to the next round of a playoff.
Without playing,
yes.
Right? So it's not a bye week. It's an open date. Is there such thing as a break coming at a bad time? Is there such thing as breaking momentum? I think maybe it's convenient to talk about. I don't know how much it really is true. This is one of those ones you can't ever find a real answer to, but I think it's a lot of talk.
Well, is Jameson Taillon going to pitch poorly now because he had an extra few days off, or is he going to pitch better because he had some extra time off? You know, he pitched well his last couple times out. So I do think, though, that when you get into a routine, and baseball is there's a game just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in baseball it may make a little bit more of a difference just because there's that daily routine. And yet, on the other hand, because it's a daily routine, and, you know, Clint Hurdle always says it's frustrating sometimes when players are on a hot streak and they get a scheduled day off. But, you know, that it's every day, so guys do need a break.
And I meant to say, go ahead and hit us on Twitter, at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Hit our show Twitter, at Fan Morning Show. I can't come to grips with it. I can't figure it out. And I think maybe this might be one of the rare instances, though, where a feel around a team trumps a lot of all of that day-to-day kind of stuff. And what I'm getting at is this, Jim. They really, for the first time all year, gained some traction. Gained a lot of traction. Started to feel good. Maybe they didn't feel necessarily infallible or insurmountable or like they couldn't be beaten. But that was one of those times, the only time all season, where the Pirates walked into the clubhouse or walked out on the field and was like, man, we feel really good about ourselves. Nobody can beat us right now, even if it wasn't true, but they maybe felt that way.
Well, it certainly was on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
in the rain and all that storybook Hollywood ending with the lightning and the rain and Colin Moran and the throw getting away and everything that happened, you know, coming from behind in the late innings in the ninth and then in the tenth. I don't know. You always come back to the Jim Leland phrase, and maybe he got it from somebody else. Is
Ron Cook.
Momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher, which in the Pirates' case would be Jameson Taillon. And, you know, the Reds have been playing better lately.
Right.
So, you know, maybe it came at a bad time for them, so maybe they'll cool off too. Who knows? But I know that a lot of guys, I think they're feeling better about themselves. Certainly the players should be after the way they played last week. And I think that they'll feel better after having some time off.
Can I tell you, I think that what it does do, though, it really stopped the fan base's momentum. Forget the players for a minute. There was a certain, and look, it wasn't going to be confused with the Steelers or the Penguins right now, because the Pirates were in a weird place with a fan base. It was the only time that I've seen in sports that a team goes 8-1 and they sort of climb back into it, at least from a wild card standpoint, and people still had huge complaints. It was really strange. But there started to be kind of a wave, at least maybe the last three games of that win streak, right? Over Friday, over Saturday, over Sunday, at the last couple games. And that doubleheader really did it too with Milwaukee. There started to be a little bit of not a tidal wave, just a small wave of, maybe they'll pull me back a little bit. Maybe I sit around on Sunday because it is raining outside my house and I'm looking down at the stadium and here comes the rain and I'm going to stick with this game. Maybe they'll fight back. And they, I felt like, Jim, over the course of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday last week, they started to pull people back. I would have liked to have seen the All-Star break come at a different time because I felt the fans pulling back a little bit.
Well, you know, I was just from what I did is I was playing golf on Sunday, listening to the game on the radio, and then started to rain. You know, the storm started coming up our way. And so I left, had the game on in the car, get home, sit in the driveway, listening to Joe Musgrove with the bases loaded. And then
and Joe Block yell about it.
I know. And then he gives up the triple. And so then I go inside. I turn the game on because for some reason, I don't know why, and I don't know why, I had a feeling that they might do something.
A month before, though, you would have said you were done with it after the triple when it became 5-2, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Me too.
But they had won 5 games in a row, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe they might just do something here because they'd already gotten through Hader, and so what they were going to get after that, you know, they brought in the closer and they started getting to him, which was kind of funny, and it just, I don't know, it just had, and even after they fell behind in the 10th inning, I thought, well, I'm not turning it off now, and I don't know if other people had the same way. What I'm anticipate, let's just say for the sake of argument, they go 4-2 over these next 6 games. Mm-hmm. 6 game road trip, they go 4-2. Is that going to translate into any box office walk up? Are people going to be at the ballpark now when they come home to play the Mets?
Well, I don't think it takes that. I think that people are going to make, I don't know if there will be box office walk up. I don't know if there will be a spike in tickets, but it won't take the next 6 games. People will make their decision right now over this break, whether they're going to go to that Mets series or not. They've had ample time. They've had time to think about it. They've had time to sleep on it for a week. I don't think it takes them going 0-6 or 6-0 in the swing through Ohio. I think right now is when people are deciding to buy tickets or not buy tickets to the Mets series.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people, so I don't know. I think they're almost like Neil Huntington, where they don't know which way to go, and
this
they want to see what happens. Is 3-3 going to cut it?
No.
No.
No,
right. 3-3 won't cut it.
I think they got to go like 5-1. Really, I think they got to keep riding this high and ride it really high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.